possible to live this present life without eating or drinking, so it is impossible for the soul to achieve anything spiritual and according to God's will, or to be free from mental sin, without that guarding of the intellect and purity of heart truly described as watchfulness. And this is so even if one forces oneself not to sin through fear of punishment. Nevertheless, those who force themselves to refrain from active sin are blessed by God, angels, and men, for they take the kingdom of God by force. The intellect's great gain from stillness is this. All the sins which formerly beat upon the intellect as thoughts, and which, once admitted by the mind, were turned into outward acts of sin, are now cut off by mental watchfulness. For with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, this watchfulness does not allow these sins to enter our inner self and so to burgeon out into outward acts of evil. The Old Testament is an icon of outward bodily asceticism. The Holy Gospel or New Testament is an icon of attentiveness, that is, of purity of heart. For the Old Testament did not perfect or fulfill the relationship of the inner self to God. The law made no one perfect, as the Apostle says, simply forbade bodily sins. But to cut off evil thoughts from the heart, as the Gospel commands, contributes much more to purity of soul than an injunction against putting out a neighbor's eye or knocking out his teeth. Similarly, it contributes more than other bodily discipline and ascetic practice, such as fasting and self-control, sleeping on the ground, standing, vigils, and the rest, which are related to the body and stop that aspect of the body which is vulnerable to passion from committing sinful acts. Like the Old Testament itself, these things are also good, for they train the outer self and are a guard against the workings of passion. But they are not a defense against, and they do not prevent mental sins, so as to free us with God's help from jealousy, anger, and so on. If we preserve, as we should, that purity of heart or watch and guard of the intellect whose image is the New Testament, this will not only uproot all passions and evils from our hearts, it will also introduce joy, hopefulness, compunction, sorrow, tears, and understanding of ourselves and of our sins, mindfulness of death, true humility, unlimited love of God and man, and an intense and heartfelt longing for the divine. To the prayers of our Holy Father, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us.